Town engineer John Eppel is recommending that the town hire Veolia Water Technologies to run the Dorchester Water Treatment Plant.
Because of some desired staffing changes driven by staff members, we are looking at contracting out for the water treatment plant maintenance and operation in Dorchester. We went to Veolia, who we're all very familiar with in Sackville, because they've been operating the Sackville Water Treatment Plant since, I want to say it was 2007, thereabouts.
Eppel says staff have already approached the company and negotiated a deal. The contract would cost the town $2,000 per week or $104,000 per year, with additional costs for overtime and emergency services. Eppel told council that the current staffer taking care of the Dorchester plant was looking for a change and would remain in the utility group in another position.
We have a great deal of confidence in Veolia. This will not negatively impact staff. The staff currently operating the plant wishes to do something else within the utility group, and so we would accommodate that by implementing Veolia. The other advantage of bringing Veolia in is the approval to operate requires that we have a level 2 and a level 1 water treatment operator. Currently, we only have a level 2. It is very difficult to get water treatment operators, and it takes a great deal of training to get them there. In order for them to become treatment operators, they have to work under another water treatment operator. It's a little bit of a monopoly in a sense, so it's difficult to attract and difficult to retain operators. So from that regard, this would allow us to be fully compliant with the approval to operate the Dorchester Water Treatment Plant.
Dorchester Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell had some concerns about outsourcing the care of the water treatment plant and pointed out that Veolia's contract with the City of Moncton, arguably the company's anchor client in the region, was up next year.
I understand that they do Moncton also. They contract it through Moncton. And their contracts is like with us, the contracts gets finished soon. I don't know, next year or something. What if Moncton didn't go with them anymore and went with their own in-house? Where would that put us, Mr. Eppel?
Mr. Eppel?
Moncton would have to hire a bunch of water treatment operators in order to get there, and I'm not sure that they are able to do that. But if Veolia lost the contract and Moncton did it in-house, then presumably we may be able to hire an operator from Veolia in that scenario. But you're correct in that their contract with Moncton does come up for revisiting next year. Presumably Moncton will call a proposal and review proposals from several, or they may choose to do it in-house. We don't have inside information on that at the moment.
Councillor Wiggins-Caldwell.
Would that cause a repercussion? What would that do to us here in the municipality, Mr. Eppel, if such a thing would happen? Would we be between a rock and a hard place or by doing this? I'm just trying to figure out down the road how this is going to affect us.
Mr. Eppel.
We would be in no worse situation than we are with the scenario of Sackville's water treatment plant is in the same scenario. So if Veolia withdraws and is no longer operating in the area, then we have the same problem with Sackville. So we've got the same problem either way, whether it's Sackville and Dorchester or just the Sackville water treatment plant.
That's Town Engineer John Eppel and Councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell speaking at Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting. Councillor Josh Gauguin brought up another water-related question at the meeting, asking for an explanation of what caused some Sackville residents to get pink water from their taps last week. Here's John Eppel again.
We were replacing the filter media in the second water filter at the treatment plant, and So as part of that process, the sand gets replaced, and then it has to be disinfected. And normally what you do is you soak it for a period, and then you backwash it to get rid of the disinfectant. And what happened in this case, and it didn't happen with the first one, was one of the automatic control valves that prevents water from going back into the system while you're doing the backwash failed. It didn't fully seat. And so some of that disinfectant material got into the clear well at the water treatment plant, and it's a very strong dye with that material, and so it unfortunately went throughout the system. We, together with Veolia, were on that pretty quickly, and we're doing flushing, and we managed to take care of it that day, but it did cause us some headaches, and it did cause the public concern. We did put out a notice that it was perfectly safe to drink and that it would be mitigated. It took longer for us to mitigate it than we expected.
That's Town Engineer John Eppel speaking to Tantramar Council on Tuesday.